In the pursuit of trying to run a business, learn all the things, ensure we spend our money purposefully, we often forget that return on investment in our business doesn't have to always be financial. Conversely, what we invest doesn't necessarily come in monetary form either. I'm all for the numbers and for making money, but neglecting to account for the valuable information, the teachings, the skill upgrades that can be obtained through various non-financial channels can put us at serious disadvantage. Now is the time to tap into the valuable content that experts are providing via various delivery options and look beyond the immediate result and to the long-term benefits. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature, now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. I recently found myself having a conversation with a fellow business owner about an upcoming free masterclass that they have scheduled in for the 26th of June. The masterclass is titled Allyship and Impact, a Blueprint for Value-Driven Businesses, and is hosted by my friend, Hank Paul. First, a bit about Hank. Hank is an LGBTQ plus inclusion specialist and works closely with all business owners to provide guidance and support to authentically connect with the LGBTQ plus community. For those who have been a long-term listener of this pod, you may have already heard episode 68 where I had Hank on as a guest. If you haven't yet, or if you are new here, do yourself a favor and go and check it out. There's so much value and actionable advice to take in this area. Now, Hank is a lot like me when it comes to being passion driven. So naturally, during this conversation, we found ourselves talking about all the valuable information that he was packing into this free masterclass about allyship. Did I mention that it's free? And in doing so, with no more expectation on his part than to reach as many business owners as possible and genuinely share such value. All that is being asked is you take an hour and a half out of your day to join the masterclass to get access to this value. Now, why is this relevant to this discussion around return on investment not being financial? Because this is a prime example of a non-financial investment in time only that will provide a significant, positive commercial and social impact for your business and brand. Whilst the return on this investment of time during this free masterclass doesn't guarantee any financial gain whatsoever directly linked to the strategies being taught during the masterclass, the ultimate indirect financial gains, if that's what's important to you, will certainly come through the social connection your brand will have as a result of what you'll learn there. And for those tracking non-financial returns on investment, this masterclass will undoubtedly serve to provide that genuine inclusivity actions that are needed well beyond a simple post during Pride Month. Now, whilst Hank's masterclass is a prime example, this conversation is such an important one to have. Even from me as a financial coach, and perhaps you know what, that's the point, because I know all too well the importance of financial returns on investment and how there are some very clear strategies and ways in which we can, as business owners, get the returns, the financial returns that we need when we invest money. But I just want to take a step back for a moment. For those who haven't heard of the term or connected the term return on investment when it comes to running a business as opposed to personal returns on investments, like buying a house, it's simply understanding what gain you'll receive when you financially invest in something. For example, if you run a product-based business, you would expect a return on the money you spent in getting your product ready for sale. So the return you would expect is like a simple financial transaction. You pay money for the stock, the packaging, promotions, etc., and you expect money in return for that product when you sell it to a customer. Simple. It's the perfect scenario to measure a return on your investment. If you pay $2 for your product and sell it for $5, you've made a return of 150%. You've made that $3 profit. You've covered the $2 cost and made that equally in profit. Perfect scenario. The inputs are financial and they're very clear. They're the costs of getting that product ready for sale. And the output, well, that is financial in the form of the sale. If you run a service-based business, the process or the idea is the same. If it's your time that you're charging for, that is the input of time that can be financially measured by the rate you charge against the amount of time it takes to deliver the service. It's easily measured and tracked. We spend time in these sorts of situations calculating risks and returns of allocating our precious funds in the hope of immediate sales growth. And in some instances, if done correctly, this can actually be measured very, very easily. So why do we not value those non-financial return on investment activities as much? And I say, why don't we value them? Because there are so many people that sign up to free masterclasses and don't arrive. They just don't appear. They don't come for one reason or another. They sign up to emails lists to get additional support in the area in which that expert is going to provide, only to not engage. They follow Instagram accounts or Facebook accounts or join Facebook groups and don't engage with the group at all or with the business owner at all. So I often wonder why we don't value that time when we put our hand up for it sometimes. So I just wanted to discuss that a little bit further. Why don't we value those non-financial returns? Well, actually, stop. I shouldn't say non-financial returns because I'm a big believer that if you are investing time, for example, if you're investing that correctly in such value-added activities like Hank's Masterclass or even listening to this podcast, which costs you nothing but time, I'm a big believer that both activities will ultimately bring financial success in some shape or another, even if there's no clear link to what that financial success will look like at the time that you're investing your time. But for the purpose of this discussion, and so as to distinguish between those traditional investments that we pay for and receive a tangible monetary return for intentionally, I'm going to refer to them throughout this podcast episode as non-financial. So I hope it doesn't get too confusing. Now, when thinking about all the ways that I've been able to upskill myself to be successful in my business, it is becoming increasingly obvious how important it is to see this time and these activities as more value than we often give them credit for. I've spent God knows how many hours on YouTube learning about different platforms that I've decided to use in my business to perform one function or another. It's costing me nothing for the most part but my time. And I'll be the first to admit that sometimes I have often resented the amount of time whilst I'm knee deep in it doing this sort of activity, knowing full well that if I wasn't on YouTube learning, I could be performing more revenue generating activities like coaching, which is what I do. But when I take the time to reflect on how much I have been able to simplify and improve the experiences for my clients when working with me, searching for me, using online courses that I have to offer, etc., the return on the time of me on YouTube and learning and training becomes very relevant and one that I no longer resent. Podcasts are another that I find myself knee deep in when it comes to learning more about running a business. Most are free and only require, once again, a commitment of my time, but have undoubtedly made me a better business owner. I think about this podcast, right? I started this with the sole purpose, and this is the God's honest truth, with the sole purpose of being able to talk about all the things that I love and that I've learned that I can then share with other business owners. It's my passion piece. I invest about 4 hours a week of my time that is non-revenue generating for the most part to deliver this podcast to you every week. And I do it because I hope it adds value to you, the listener. And for those that listen regularly, you'll know that for the most part, I don't even mention any financial products or services that I sell on here. And when I do it with the intent of once again sharing a valuable resource or an opportunity to tap into a resource that is shared with purpose, but only at various times. And I, you know, it's funny because I often get challenged on this from various other business owners all the time who say that I should use this time to sell my products. Sell, sell, sell. That's what a podcast is all about. But this podcast for me is genuinely about getting to know me. Trust me and understand that I actually can add value to how you operate your business successfully. So I hope, just as a side note, that it does add value to you in terms of the time that you're investing and that you are continually happy to invest your precious time to learn the content that I do share here. Oh, and of course, if I go back to some of those others, all those others that deliver regular content on podcasts that are business related. I mentioned Hank's Masterclass earlier, and there are so many out there. So this is another platform that actually genuinely provide actionable steps that can move your business forward. And most of these are without cost. And often a lot of them will provide the value long before they even advise you that they've got a paid product that actually will complement the training that you've just received in the masterclass. But it's about learning more about which content providers will provide you with the value you need during this time, that investment of time that you are giving them. And I'll be the first to acknowledge at this time that there are plenty that will say that they're going to add value, but are solely there to sell you something. I'll be the first to admit just how fucking annoying it is to sit there pen poised, ready for the value, only to be disappointed that you wasted that hour. But I implore you not to put every content creator in that category, even if they have a product to sell at some time throughout. And certainly, just don't write them all off in general, because you just never know. And I want to digress, because that's not what this episode is about, but I needed to say it because it's such an important thing to say. And masterclasses, for the majority of the time, are brilliant ways to get actionable steps. So it may warrant all that discussion around, you know, people just wanting to sell you something as opposed to those actually providing value may warrant its own episode. So we'll just park that one for now, shall we? And I might get to that. But I do, at this point in this episode, want to turn the table slightly on this discussion and talk about something that's certainly close to my heart when it comes to return on investment. And that is this concept of value. Now, remember, this discussion isn't necessarily just non-financial from both perspectives, but more about how return on investment isn't always financial. Case in point, my own cash flow course, my online cash flow course. And here's the thing about my small business cash flow course. It's actually designed to result in a solid cash flow strategy to assist your business in moving cash with purpose and provide you with some solid strategies that will improve your cash position. It by no means will result in any financial return like sales. If you consider a healthier cash position, however, as a great financial return in this case, then this course is definitely going to provide that to you twofold. So whilst there is a financial investment of between $497 and $999, depending on the package that you'll choose, the return on this investment can be measured in other ways, like a restful sleep, knowing that your cash flow is in control and there is a strategy in place. There's financial freedom to be had to make more informed financial moves. Perhaps the return may be in having more cash available to you, or of course, the ultimate, and that is paying yourself a wage. The point here, though, is that it comes down to what you value when it comes to return on investment. Money and cash isn't a quick, easy value, but there are many that value having a savings plan, many that value having more cash to reinvest, more time with the family, getting better sleep, less stress. Understanding what you value can provide a better insight into what you will invest in and how you will invest it, whether it be financial or non-financial. A dear friend of mine is a self-proclaimed resistant when it comes to anything techie for her business. So for her, she's happy to throw money behind something that provides her with the task that she needs taken care of. She will do so over saving money and spending time learning something that she doesn't value for her own personal growth. And that's okay. I actually love this. Here's what happens. There's this clear purpose around how she invests, whether it be her time or her money, and understanding that the return for her here isn't always financial. It's freedom. And I love this value proposition, the simplicity of it, and the focus it provides when it comes to directing her resources, whether they be time or financial. So my friend, let's not underestimate the power of investing our time in activities that provide us with extremely valuable returns as business owners. Whether it's participating in masterclasses, listening to podcasts, or engaging with educational content, these activities will and can enhance our skills, simplify our processes, and improve the experiences we provide to our clients. Ultimately, the concept of return on investment has to extend beyond financial gains in the immediate. It's about understanding what we truly value and aligning our investments with those values. Money and cash are certainly important, but there are other invaluable returns, such as that restful sleep I talk about, the reduced stress, more time with loved ones, and the freedom to make informed financial moves. Each of us have unique priorities and preferences. Some may choose to invest money to save time, while others prefer investing time to save money. The key is to be clear about what we value and make investment decisions accordingly. As we navigate this intricate world of being business owners, it's important to remember that return on investment is not always financial, but embracing the value in non-financial investments that we can achieve a harmonious balance between monetary gains and that personal fulfillment. So go seek out that value and take all that is on offer. Check out Hank's masterclass. I'll put details in the show notes for you to claim your spot. You don't want to miss this. And I'll also put details of my small business cash flow course that is back again on the 17th of July. If you'd like to join that wait list, I would love to have you there. But until the next episode, my friend, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.